Welcome back to the Finsiders. I'm John Congemi. And as you know, in the NFL, it's not just during the football season, September, October, November, December, January, that's busy in the NFL. It's the entire 12 months of the year. And now we head up to Orlando, where it's very busy at the NFL owners meetings. And we're catching up with the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. That's Joe Philbin. Coach, hope all is well up in Central Florida. And thanks for taking a few minutes for us today.
Yeah, you're welcome, John.
Coach, you've had time to reflect and look back over the first 2 years. How do you feel about the overall success of the organization since you were hired in January of 2012?
Yeah, well, you don't have things have been so busy, John, as of late. But as you know, the year before we got here, our staff got here, I believe in 2011, the Dolphins were 6-10. We were 7-9 in my first year. And this past season in 2013, we were 8-8. So certainly the challenge for us as an organization, as a football team, and for me as a head coach, is to get the Dolphins back to where they belong, which is on the winning side and back into the playoffs. And that's really been the primary focus of myself, Dennis Hickey, the entire organization since the regular season ended.
Well, now that you've had a few months to assess the 2013 season, how would you go about with your thoughts about what you saw on tape? And where do you see that this team can improve the most in 2014?
Well, I mean, I think our record indicates, John, that we were a 500 football team. So while we did some things well, there are a lot of things that need improvement. I would say the biggest thing we have to do on the offensive side of the ball, and I know this is simplistic, is we've got to score more points. That just has to happen. We were in too many close games. It's hard to win all those 3 or 4 point games. The other thing is we've got to continue to emphasize making plays in the fourth quarter. That goes into, again, those close games. We know you're going to have a lot of close games in the NFL anyway, but we feel like offensive point production has to get better, and continued development in the fourth quarter of our football team is going to be important.
Well, this offseason, the organization hired a new general manager in Dennis Hickey, and the word on the street is that you guys are working very closely, hand-in-hand, in the offseason to try to get the best 90 players on this roster for the Miami Dolphins come September. How has that relationship been so far in the offseason?
Well, if you just look at free agency, John, one of the things that we did was, so both of us would feel comfortable about the signings, is, you know, we would come in the morning, we'd throw Brandon Albert on and watch him. Then we'd watch Earl Mitchell. We watched Cortland Finnegan together. We watched Louis Delmas, Shelly Smith, so that we were all on the same page. And then sometimes we'd watch it with the entire offensive or defensive staff based on what position the player was. So it was more about both of us getting comfortable with whatever player we would sign, whether it was Brandon Albert, whether it was Earl Mitchell or any of the other free agents, just to make sure that we both felt they were both a good fit on the field, in the system, and in the locker room as well.
Coach, there's also been some big changes, not only in the organization in terms of upper-level management, but on your coaching staff. You've added a new offensive coordinator in Bill Lazor, John Benton as the offensive line coach, Jack McNeil Jr. as his assistant, and then Mark Duffner comes over from Jacksonville to be your linebackers coach. What does each one of those guys bring to your staff?
Well, Mark Duffner was the coach that I had targeted originally on the original staff. It just didn't work out, and so we're delighted to have him back. He's got 18 years of NFL experience. He's got a lot of energy and enthusiasm, so we're excited about him. Bill's a guy that I've known casually for a good amount of time. Loved his background, having worked for Joe Gibbs, Dan Reeves, Mike Holmgren, Chip Kelly, extensive quarterback background, so I think he's going to bring a lot to the table in terms of his ability to produce a consistently high-scoring offense. Jack McNeil, I've known for a long time. John Benton's been the offensive line coach in Houston for 8 years. They've had a ton of production there in the running game. So we're real excited about adding those guys.
Well, Coach, you know I have to talk about the quarterback now. So Ryan Tannehill, he has 32 starts so far in the NFL for you as your quarterback. Where do you see the most progress that Ryan can take in the offseason as he prepares for his third year as a quarterback in the National Football League?
Well, we saw definite strides from year one to year two. We're looking for even continued development in year three. And the biggest thing we're looking for is play speed, John. I think you know, as a former quarterback, the faster and quicker you can play the game, the more productive you're going to be. So that's one thing that's going to be a focus for him this offseason.
Well, I would think Ryan Tannehill has to be one of the happiest members of your football team, because you go out in free agency and you acquire a left tackle that really is going to be the foundation of this offensive line in Brandon Albert. It's a guy that's been successful throughout the league in Kansas City with the years there. What does his presence mean to this offensive line, not only at that position of left tackle, but as the offensive line as a whole?
Well, he's a guy we've studied closely, we looked at. I think he's a good fit schematically. It's important to have good offensive linemen across the board, but left tackle obviously is a priority position, and we're delighted to add him.
Coach, one final thing before we let you go back and have some fun in Orlando. I want to talk about the secondary on the defensive side of the football. They played very well last year. You re-signed Brent Grimes, which is one of the cornerstones of that secondary for you last year. You add Finnegan in free agency and Delmas at the safety position. But you have two young guys in Taylor and Davis. What is this group going to be, and what can it look like in 2014?
Well, we definitely do. We're looking forward to, as you mentioned, we drafted two young guys a year ago in 2013, Will Davis and Jamar Taylor, and we're excited about the potential that they have and the contribution that they can make this year. And then we liked Finnegan, obviously, and Brent had an excellent year. And so we're excited about, and then we still have the draft and some more free agency. So we think it'll be a very competitive group.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Have a great time in Orlando, and we'll look forward to seeing you right back here in Davie real soon.
All right, John. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.